Tonight we're going to have a quick look at part of one of our memory verses for the month. And that memory verse will be Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And you don't need to turn there because you probably already know it all by heart now, right? Okay. So Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, God tells us that we have to present our bodies to Him and that they must be acceptable to Him. The world has a lot to say about our bodies as well. What is acceptable and what isn't. How your body should look. How much you should weigh. In fact, you could say the world is obsessed with their bodies being acceptable. People spend hours at the gym pumping iron, pedaling furiously on bikes that go nowhere. Running, skipping, boxing, jumping, sweating. Trying to sculpt their bodies into something they think will be acceptable to the world. A picture in their mind of what they should look like. A picture that has been put there by the things they've seen on TV. Things they've read in magazines. Or things that friends have told them. Continuously looking at their reflection in the mirror. You know, God's word is amazing. It has something to say for all aspects of our lives. Amen? It even tells us whether we should be at the gym with the fitness crowd. It even tells us whether or not we should be at the gym with the fitness crowd. Don't believe me? Quickly turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. You thought we were going to go to Romans chapter 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Bodily exercise profiteth little. So God is telling us that while there is a small benefit to exercise, you would be far better off spending that time getting to know God more intimately. Amen? Let's have a quick look at how God wants us to present our bodies to Him. So if you don't know the memory verse or you haven't memorized it, please turn with me to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time again to gather in your name and to come and listen from your word, Lord. I just pray, help us now to, as we take a quick look on how we're to present our bodies to you, Lord, help us to understand what it is you have to say to us, Lord. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 tells us three things about presenting our bodies. Number one, what we're to do. Number two, how we're to do it. And number three, why we are to do it. So number one, what we are to do. Present our bodies, that's what it says. Paul is admonishing us to offer up our bodies to God. In the Old Testament times, the priests would make an offering to the Lord. And as they stood by the altar, they would present the sacrifice to God for His acceptance. When you trust Jesus Christ as your Saviour, you give the Lord your heart, soul, will and desires. But though the will and the mind may desire to serve the Lord after you're saved, the body will rebel. Please turn with me to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7 and verse 15 to 25. So it's not if your body will rebel or maybe your body will rebel. Your body will rebel. We have a sinful flesh or a sinful nature. So Romans chapter 7, verse 15 to 25. And please forgive me if I don't get this quite right because it's very hard to read. Romans chapter 7, verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Sorry, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. So what is Paul's problem? What is our problem? He finds himself wanting to live for God, but failing. Does it sound familiar? He finds himself wanting to live for God, but failing. He does not want to sin, but finds himself sinning anyway. Why? Because of his sinful body. Our bodies constantly fight us and are our greatest hindrance to living for the Lord. Paul admonishes us to take our bodies and offer them to God. So that brings us to number two. How are we to do it? Paul tells us the presentation of our bodies must be acceptable unto God. What kind of body is acceptable to God? A holy body. Why? Because God is holy. God is holy, sinless, and perfect. He will not accept an imperfect, sinful body. Our bodies must be clean and pure if they are to be acceptable unto God for service. So before we can present them, we must cleanse them by confessing our sin. I think all of us here tonight would understand that within 30 minutes of confessing our sin, we probably would have sinned again. So how can we ever offer ourselves to God as a truly holy sacrifice? The answer is found there in the word sacrifice. A sacrifice is something being given to God. Once we have confessed our sins, once we have confessed our sins to God, we can give Him our bodies for Him to use for His glory, asking the Lord to rule over it. The word sacrifice implies surrender. Not only must the sacrifice be holy and surrendered to God, but it must be a living sacrifice. The Old Testament sacrifices were dead gifts, but the gift of our, but this is the gift of our life to God. We are telling the Lord that we want Him to have our actions, our activities, and our conduct. The sacrifice of our bodies to the Lord is acceptable, which is literally pleasing to Him. God is pleased when we give Him a holy body and a holy life. Does your body and life please the Lord? Is He happy about what you do with your body? And number three, why are we to do it? Why are we to make this presentation to God? There are two reasons. Paul tells us this is our reasonable service. The word reasonable is taken from the Greek word logikos, where we get the word logical. So it's logical that we should present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. What is so logical or reasonable about giving God our bodies and lives? It is logical because God already owns us. It's logical because God knows what's best for us. And it's logical because it will make us the happiest. And it's actually illogical to say no to God. God designed and made our bodies. He knows what's best for us. He knows how we should behave to accomplish His will for our lives. God knows our bodies are at their best when they are fully surrendered to Him. And the second reason we're to make this presentation to God is because of His mercies. Paul begs us to surrender our bodies because of the mercies of God. So why should we give our lives and bodies to God? Because of all He has done for us. Because He has saved us. Because He provides us with everything we need. Because He protects us from death and danger. Because He will never let anything happen in our lives that is not for our good. And because He is preparing a glorious place for us to enjoy eternity with Him. Are you excited about the mercies of God? The more you know and love the Lord, the more you will surrender to Him. I want to quickly look at the second half of our memory verse. Okay, so Romans 12 and verse 2. I presume everyone's still there, are they? In Romans? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I keep reminding the teens about this. So as adults, we must need to be reminded too. Amen? The word transformed means to be completely changed. And how are we to do this? By the renewing of your mind. Paul tells us here we are transformed or completely changed by the renewing of our minds. Victory or defeat in the Christian life is determined by what goes into our heads and hearts. The reason we become worldly is because of what we choose to think about. If we choose to fill our minds with worldly activities, we will become worldly. If we choose to fill our minds with spiritual activities, we will become spiritual. It's as simple as that. Renewing our minds. We renew our minds daily by daily meditation in the Word of God. I'd like to finish with this thought. Do you put aside time every day to be with God? Do you put aside time every day to be with God in His Word, in prayer, seeking He who gave His own precious holy blood so that you could have eternal life? It takes discipline. It takes discipline. Discipline is something our flesh loathes. Jesus rose up a great while before day and went out and prayed. Isn't Jesus the one who we are to become like? Our ultimate example? You don't have to turn there, but Mark chapter 1, verse 35 says, and it's talking about Jesus Christ, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." So as I try to encourage the teens, we need the same sort of encouragement. We need to put aside time every day. I find for myself, I've got to do it as soon as I get out of bed. I've got to say to myself, "Andy, it's time to serve God." I'll make myself a cup of coffee first, so I'll make sure I don't get falling back to sleep. But if I wait until the busyness of life takes over, I find there's no time to get in God's Word, no time to pray. Next thing you know, it's dinner time, and it's like, well, where did the day go? So I'd just like to encourage everyone, get up early in the morning. I know some people aren't morning people. God will bless you. And if Jesus did it, shouldn't we be doing the same thing?